Hello, and welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and exploration. Join me, your host, Sam Harris, as I discover how mindset can help you do incredible things through my conversations with the world's most interesting people, from tech billionaires to leading scientists, best-selling authors to notorious hackers. The goal is to increase our collective wisdom and attitudes to make us all happier and healthier, wiser and wealthier. Who doesn't want that?
Welcome to the second episode on resolutions. This is really just a short episode with some of my top tips on how to be healthy and keep that kind of fun, and then a nice inspirational speech to get us all fired up. So nothing too long. If you don't want to hear it, then don't listen. You can skip to the next episode. If you're already pretty fit and healthy and don't need a bit of basic gym advice and health advice and things, then skip the first 10 minutes. And if you don't like Arnold Schwarzenegger, just skip the whole episode. You can join us next week to hear from Matt Ward, who is a bit of a master on setting goals and achieving your ambitions, to carry on the theme. So he set the goal of starting an Amazon business and selling it for $1 million in just 1 year, which he totally did. And now he runs an investment syndicate and is fueling the growth of biotech, science, and just future-based startups that are creating a better future. And he's only 27. And has some crazy ambitious goals for what he's going to do next. I return to interviewing to glean some amazing advice from such an inspirational character. So, if you are still listening, I guess you're totally into hearing some health and fitness tips. So firstly, eating healthily. Doesn't matter how much you work out in the gym, if you don't eat healthily, you're still going to be doing pretty crap. The calories in, calories out model does exist, and also the quality of your calories does have a big effect. I've tried most diets and general hacks around food, mostly just for fun and interest to see what happens to your body and see what works and what's best as natural lifestyle. Because a diet in itself is generally destined to fail if you only do it temporarily. And really, my biggest take-homes are that just eating more fruit and vegetables leaves less room for junk in your diet when you have lots of good nutrition in there. And ideally, you want to have 5 fruit and veg a day, as they say. But if you want to try and be really healthy, then try and aim for 8 fruit and veg a day, all of a different color. And this is like a fun thing to like actually make sure that you're doing, and makes you cook more adventurously and is just a really healthy way to live. And then of course, you know, eat more whole grains and less starchy carbs, unless you're doing a buttload of exercise. When you're first trying to get healthier, keeping a food diary just really helps. There are a lot of apps that do this, but for me, a piece of paper works fine and I prefer it. And it just really exposes the compound effects of every little piece of food that you eat but don't really realize you're eating. The brain is ridiculously good at lying to itself about how good it is. So in the same way that we all think we're awesome drivers, when statistically we can't all be in the top 10% of drivers. So when it comes to eating, we all kind of quickly forget that we had maybe that extra chocolate or a fruit juice or a coffee or a beer. And just like these little things just all add up to the total amount of food that you actually had that day, even though you thought, hey, I only had these 3 meals, they were kind of healthy. So just having a food diary really, really makes it much easier to control. And I don't really care how good you think you are eating. It's just really interesting to see what actually happens compared to what you think happens. And you don't have to do it forever, but I would say if you haven't done it, just try doing it for at least a day, just to see. No harm done. And you just understand exactly what you're doing right and wrong and work out where your weak points are. So for me, I basically just can't stop eating once I've had lunch. So if I'm in my house, the best thing to do is just go somewhere that isn't my house, so I can't access the fridge or any of the food that's around, and then life's a lot easier really. The other way to avoid temptations are just don't buy things that tempt you. So if there is nothing in your house or in your backpack that you're prone to eating, like chocolate or ice cream, then you can't mess up and eat it. Or just don't work near your fridge, like I said. Using smaller portions by limiting the size of your plate is a good way to prevent yourself from overeating. But also, what's really important is that if you do cook, say, like a large curry or whatever, if you plate up and then put the curry away before you even start eating, that means it's just a much bigger barrier to get to seconds. Whereas if you just leave it like on the table right next to you, it's just natural to just carry on eating more once you finished your first plate. So if you're trying to lose weight, it's pretty much just really stacking it against your likelihood of success if you just leave all the food out there in front of you when you're trying to not eat too much. So yeah, put the food away before you actually start eating is a massive tip. Okay, I mean, it's not the most fun tip ever, and it might seem a bit rude when you've got guests, but it's definitely better for your health. So, on to sport. I did do an episode last year with a cool guy who was doing these 20-minute workouts, and I still need this invention to get to London. But until that happens, sad thing is you do need to do more than 20 minutes workout once a week to be fit. And if you're not into sport, then there's a problem. Luckily, I'm super into sport, and every day I just enjoy working out a lot. And that's nice for me, but sometimes you do have low energy and you're unmotivated. So regardless, I think there's some good things that are useful for everyone. So firstly, just try different things. So some people really love listening to music whilst they exercise, whilst other people like podcasts that distract them, or audiobooks. And some people just love sweet silence, which is nice for them. So some people would prefer to go outdoors, be biking or running, and just get much more pleasure from doing that, whilst others love like a calculated gym workout and routines. So certainly setting a routine can help you stick to the goals, but just try the different things and see what you actually enjoy more. Because if you haven't done much exercise, if you just go for one run outside and you didn't like that, it's not saying that you might not like something else. So don't give up after just trying one type of thing, because there's a lot of different things you could do. Also, if you're starting the gym, try having a gym buddy, just because it's a bit more motivating to make you go and hang out with someone else and just commit to actually achieving your goals. Another way to commit is to buy classes for something like CrossFit. It's a really good way to just get really motivated to push yourself a bit beyond your limits. And rather than just turning up and like working out slowly for half an hour, you really go a lot harder, and because there's other people around, and it's quite cool. So if trying all these different things still doesn't work, the one thing that I've found really works for even when I'm just super motivated and tired or just don't feel like it, is that I just put like a TV episode on my tablet. Then I can just sit on the bicycle or go for a walk on the running machine or on the cross trainery thing. Yes, that is the technical term for it. If I get a bit more motivation after I've started, I can go harder, or if not, I just sit and do a really lazy hour-long workout with a nice piece of TV the whole time, and my brain is kind of in another world and it's really easy. Yeah, that way you definitely do get your exercise in for the day, even if it's not super hard. Usually after 10 minutes, you know, I do get some motivation, like I do it pretty hard, but if not, it's still not the end of the world. And certainly if you're just starting out, it's a great way to just start getting your heart rate up and doing some exercise. And it's just ticking something else off your box of things to do if you watch TV anyway. I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV, but there's a lot of sciencey cool stuff that I would like to catch up on. Or, yep, I haven't watched Game of Thrones yet. That's something else to catch up on. So there's lots of things I could be watching. There's certainly lots of great content out there. So it's a nice way to actually tick off that box. If you've got a Netflix account, there's pretty much unlimited TV you could be watching. So you can kind of catch up on things and get a workout without trying too hard or feeling stressed about the whole thing. So whether you want to watch Love Island or the coolest innovations in biotech, you just get to watch what interests you and the exercise just sort of happens. And I just found it a real good life hack for getting it done.
I think for all your goals, a really great tool is that when you're feeling like you want to give in, just remember the law of compounding. And this basically means that short-term timescales difficult to really perceive, and like they feel annoying, results aren't instant, but the pain that you're feeling is. So sure, at lunchtime maybe the burger and fries option looks great instead of having the salad option, but at the end of the day your body is also not noticeably any different, and so it's hard to really motivate yourself to like have the salad that day. But imagine what the effect will be in the long term if you have a burger every day versus if you have the salad. In 10 years time you'll be a healthy mofo if you have a salad every day. If you can think of yourself in the future as that healthy person that's been eating salad their whole life, it's easier to go and now eat a salad today. If you think of the damage of being a burger eater for the next 10 years and what that will do to you, and you don't want to vision yourself as this unhealthy person whose body hates them, it starts to become a bit easier to make the right decisions. Because you can't really feel the short-term benefits of what you're doing. You need to remember the long-term benefits that you're getting so that you have something to feel good about. And now that I'm finished on my tips, we shall transition into some solid advice from Arnold Schwarzenegger about vision and motivation, which he used to help steer control of changing his own body. And it's just a really cool story that fits really nicely with this episode, and it's freely available, so why not?
The most important thing is that you have a vision, that you have a goal. Because without that vision and without that goal, again, you're drifting around and you're never going to end up anywhere. People don't become successful just by accident. You know, I mean, maybe the guy that found gold in California and started the gold rush, but don't count on that. That's the one in a lifetime kind of a situation. So you got to really have a specific goal. And to me, to have that vision that I want to be Mr. Universe, that I want to be the greatest bodybuilder of all time, that was a great vision, and that specifically to look like Reg Park and to be up there on that stage and to lift the trophy overhead and to win the championship over and over and over again. So that was a great goal. You have to have a goal. Now, it doesn't have to be that specific goal, but it has to have some goal. This is why I always recommend to people, sit down, take your time, and start thinking about, why do you want to work out? What is your goal? And then it can be as crazy as it is. It could be, I want to impress girls. If that's your goal, so be it. But it motivates you. It could be that you're emulating a certain, bodybuilder or a certain football player, a certain boxer, whatever it is. Have those pictures put all over the wall like I did when I was a kid. I put pictures of Reg Park and of Sonny Liston, of boxers and of Ali and of powerlifters and weightlifters all over my bedroom, wall. So that every day when I go to sleep, every day when I wake up, I look at those pictures and they motivate me. You need that motivation. And then therefore, you have this kind of imprint in front of you all the time. And you know exactly what you're chasing. And this is why I always smiled when I was in the gym. People always came up to me and says, why are you smiling? You're working out 5 hours a day. You're doing the same as the other guys, but the other guys have a sour face. They're pissed off that they have to do another rep or another set or something. I looked forward to another 1,000 reps of sit-ups. I looked forward to another 500 pounds of leg press or squat. I looked forward to doing more and more curls until my arms fall off. Why? Because I knew that every rep that I did and every set that I did and more weights that I lifted, I get one step closer to turning that vision into reality. So I was turned on by that. I was excited. I couldn't wait to get to the gym. One of the things of, creating urgency, it can go, one way or the other. Because like I remember that when I weighed 5 pounds, and Bob Rafelson, the director of Stay Hungry, said to me that I'm interested in having you come in for a reading and work on your acting and all this because I'm interested in having you in a movie to star with Jeff Bridges and with Sally Fields. I was delighted about that and I was excited and I started pumping up more and more. And then he said, but I don't want you to weigh more than 210 pounds. So I said, well, it's funny you come to me and you want me to be in the movie, but I'm weighing 245, 246. I say, I just won the Olympia, which was 1974. And I was really at my biggest. But he demanded that. And he says, look, it's very simple. On the day we start shooting, he says, I'm going to put you on a scale. And if you don't make the 210, you're out. Because I have someone else in mind. And I worked on it. I started visualizing myself very clearly as a lean athlete because that's the only way I could lose that weight and all of a sudden get interested in running more. Because up until that point, I ran like 3 miles after training or before training or whatever. But now all of a sudden it was 5 miles, 6 miles, 7 miles, 8 miles. And they even ran mini marathons in order to lose the weight. And I did everything with high reps. And I was watching my diet, what I eat and all those kind of things. And by the day, the day before, I remember we went to Birmingham, Alabama. The day before I was at the YMCA with Bob Rafelson. He was swimming and I was working out and I was running. There was a track there and I was running. He says, let's step on the scale. And I stepped on the scale and I weighed 209. So it just shows you what is possible if you visualize exactly what you want to look like. So it can go one way, which is that you can lose weight and get trim and get slim and everything, get the abs out and all this. Or you go the other way and you gain weight because you see yourself big and you see yourself as a winner of a Mr. Olympia or something like that. So it can go either way. But in each case, it was like certain time limits were set and I had to perform. And there was no room for any kind of like, well, I can't get my act together or anything like this because there's only a certain amount of time. But the key thing again is have the clear vision. Have the specific goal of what you want to accomplish because then you never go to the gym and you say, the day I feel down a little bit. I don't know what it is all about. I don't know my life. I'm confused. No. I tell you that I was a perfect example of someone that was not confident at all. I mean, when I was a kid, I was just like any other kid. I had my hang-ups and problems and all this. But when I joined the weightlifting club and I won my first little trophy because I did the best clean and jerk, and then we went to another meet and I won another little trophy, I started feeling like somebody. So, and of course, not everyone is going to have this kind of a situation, but the bottom line is everyone can use the same method, because I used it in politics, I used it in making money, I used it in everything that I've done in the movie business. When you have one little victory, little victories add up, and that is what gives you then ultimately confidence. Well, for me, the most important thing always to have a deadline. When I, for instance, had a competition, and let's say the competition was in the middle of September, and it was now beginning of summer, so there was no more time to screw around. So there was the time now to get going on a diet, to get going with the training, to not slack off at all, because there was a deadline there. The day of the competition, I had to be in the best shape possible. And I knew that if I come to the competition and I lose because I did not schedule my training the proper way, or I didn't have the right frame of mind, or I didn't give everything, literally worked my butt off, I would be just so angry. So I never wanted to be in that situation. So this is why it was very important to pick that time and to say, this is when I have to be in top shape, and then I work towards that. But it's not just with the competition. I mean, it's the same in the movie business. I mean, to me, it was always a big advantage when I said, okay, my movie starts on April 1, and I have now 3 months, so I have to get really in great shape. So you pick those times. It could also be that you have no movie and you have no Mr. Olympia or no Mr. America, no Mr. Universe coming up or any of those things. But you say to yourself, the summer starts in June. I'm going to go to the beach in June. And at that time, I want to be in great shape. So that creates an urgency that makes you really start training hard and taking it seriously. Because if you don't have a specific plan, then you wander around. I mean, you can have, as I've told you many times, the best ship or the best plane in the world. But if you don't have a specific goal where you want to go and when you want to get there, you just drift around and you never get anywhere. So this is why it is so important to create that urgency and have a specific time when you want to be in shape. Well, I mean, look, everyone has a problem with time. But the day has 24 hours and we sleep 6. Now, I know there's some out there that say, whoa, I need 8. Well, I say just sleep a little faster, because the bottom line is we have 6 hours of sleep, 24 hours are available. So you have 18 hours now available. Do your work, your family, your hobbies, and also to learn something new or to do something new. Which could easily be that you want to learn a new language, or that you want to read as a New Year's resolution, I have to read a book every week, or you say, I'm going to go and reshape my body. So you're going to go and take this hour out of your schedule and say, I'm going to train an hour every day. So this is, for most people, a huge challenge, but it is totally doable, I can tell them, because the kind of things that I did when I came to this country, I mean, I went to school, I was working in construction, I was working out my 5 hours a day. I was taking acting classes from 8 o'clock at night to 12 midnight. I was doing all of those things. I wanted to make sure that out of the 24 hours of the day, that I don't waste one single hour. Those hours were too precious. And so there, I just want to tell people, don't give me this thing, I have a difficult time with the time and I don't have time for this and I don't have that. You have time, you make the time.
You've just listened to an episode of the Growth Mindset Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe on your preferred app and give me a good rating, as these go a really long way. If you are unable to give good feedback right now, try sharing the show with a friend who will, or just wait for the show to improve. If you have any ideas for the show or you just want to chat, then please reach out to me on Twitter at SamHarrisTweets or Instagram at SamJamSnaps. Show notes and other links to topics discussed in the episodes are available at the website, growthmindsetpodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening. Give yourself a big hug from me. If you're with a friend, give them a hug as well. And I hope you enjoy your next podcast.